A lot of people are gloating. The Daily Mail has an article about how religion isn't the secret to happiness, global study claims. So I'll just share that briefly with you, and then we're going to go to the phones. Atheists are just as happy as devout religious believers, the study said yesterday. You can just picture the people gloating. Like, oh, this is going to take all the air out of all those Christians because they think that believing in God makes you happier. No. So it continues. It confounded the long-accepted convention that confirmed Christians and the convinced followers of other faiths are happier and more content with their lives than those without religion. But the researchers found that either a firm belief in God or strong atheist views are more likely to lead to a satisfied mind than a loose attachment to religious faith. The findings were based on happiness surveys carried out in 24 countries, which asked both about religious belief and levels of satisfaction with life. Academics from the Journals of Happiness Studios at the University of Cologne in Germany divided levels of belief or non-belief into four categories. They found that all except the weakly religious, weakly as in W-E-A-K, showed similar levels of life satisfaction, and all were higher than the weakly religious groups. Now, weakly does not mean like every week. They're talking about if you are weak in your faith. They said the importance of Christianity to happiness has been exaggerated because the evidence is often drawn from America and its large Bible Belt population of believers. The findings conflict with those, and by the way, it may be true, for all I know, statistically at least, it may be true in America. So for them to poo-poo this simply because the evidence is drawn from America, people are going to be different in different parts of the world, if you ask me. So the article continues. A project published in 2019 by the respected Washington-based Pew Research Center said actively religious people were happier than non-religious people in half of the 36 countries it looked at. It found religious people were notably happier than others, not only in the U.S., but in Japan, Australia, and Germany. A British study carried out by academics from Lancaster University said this spring that teenagers who believe in God have scored higher on GCSE results. That's a British test matrix. The Cologne researchers said religion and happiness depend heavily on the country involved. That's my point. In strictly religious countries, atheists are less satisfied with their lives, but ratings improve the more liberal countries with a high proportion of non-believers. They suggested that this could be linked to discrimination against atheists in theocracies or highly religious states. The findings were based on the Swedish-based World Value Survey, a collaboration between social scientists covering 100 countries, including Britain, and 400,000 people who were polled. Researcher Katarina Pohl said, "Previous research has predominantly found evidence for a universal and linear relationship between religiosity and life satisfaction, which has led to the conclusion that highly religious people are more satisfied with life than non-religious people. The reason for this belief is previous studies were mainly focused on U.S. American samples without taking the influence of differences between countries into consideration, as well as not differentiating between non-religious subgroups. The impact of religion on life satisfaction depends on multiple factors, among others, the type of non-religious subgroup to which an individual belongs, the country's social norm of religiosity, and societal levels of development." Well, that's all. I mean, there's nothing in here that is particularly surprising. And, you know, those who are gloating and saying, well, look, the atheists are just as happy as Christians. Yeah, so what? That doesn't prove anything one way or the other. And the fact that there were some studies, whether here in the U.S. or elsewhere, that seemed to correlate a higher level of satisfaction among Christians because they believed in God, that doesn't prove anything either. This is the thing to, when you approach a topic like this, especially a story like this, I would say look at it for what it is. So if people poll higher as being satisfied with life, happier, quote unquote, whatever that word may mean, and it means different things to different people, you know, if you're happier and you don't believe in God, all right, that's great, good for you. But what does that prove? It doesn't prove anything other than maybe for a given person or a given group of people in a given country, that maybe conditions prevail more in the direction of being happier if you are part of the bigger herd of people who believe in God, or maybe you live in an atheistic country where the majority of people don't believe in God. So if you fit in better because you don't believe in God, okay. But ultimately, it doesn't really prove anything. It certainly doesn't prove that God exists or doesn't exist. I mean, far from it. So since people are buzzing about it, and I've seen a few people even gloating about it, I thought I would just offer you some thoughts. And we'll get a link to that posted for you on the show Twitter feed, which is at P Madrid Show. But you can access everything on the Twitter feed by going to the show page, relevantradio.com/Patrick.